I remember them all right. They left the tour early. They didn't stay to see the mastodon rib fragments. It's kind of my showstopper.
You'd been working there a while at the observation pit?
Oh, yeah, a long time. I love the pit. Sometimes I go out there at night when it's closed, when I need to be alone.
Are you aware of any other tar pits in the Los Angeles area?
No, not outside of Hancock Park. But they could certainly exist. Yes, yeah, certainly. There could be many, many more pits. Los Angeles might just be a giant island on a sea of tar. That would be neat.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 8, Res Ipsa.
Yes?
Hi, I'm looking for Penny Blake. This is her house, isn't it?
Yes.
Is she here?
No.
Oh. Is she coming back soon, or,
Have I seen you somewhere?
Oh, were you at Jerry Breederman's party?
I don't know.
I ran into Penny a few days ago, and she said I should drop by if I was in the neighborhood.
Great. Come on in.
Oh, no. I just wanted to talk to her, but if she's not here...
Lawrence! Has Penny called?
What?
Has Penny called?
No.
We're playing Chinese checkers and drinking martinis.
Oh.
You can join us.
Thank you, but I can't stay. Any idea where she is?
You're a friend of Penny's and you're turning down a drink? I'm kidding.
So you don't know where Penny went?
Well, you can't catch a cloud in a jar.
Who is it? The Avon lady?
Friend of Penny's.
Acquaintance.
Your secret's safe with me.
Lawrence.
Would you like to come in?
We're playing Chinese checkers and having martinis.
He can't stay.
Well, don't speak for the man.
I'm not speaking for him. He told me he can't stay.
Did you tell him we're playing Chinese checkers?
Hello?
Bobby?
Yes?
It's Arch.
Ugh.
She isn't home yet, is she?
Hello, Arch? No. I still haven't heard from her. Have you?
No.
Good.
What?
I've heard some things since last we spoke.
What things?
Well, that you two got into a big fight at the Avocado Club the other night. That you're not right in the head. That you've got a bad temper.
That's not true.
You just listen here, Mr. Hutton. I love that girl, and if anything were to happen to her, why, I'd...
Please deposit 10 cents.
Mr. Hutton!
Shit!
Stop!
Anne, what the hell?
How did you get here?
I came back to the tar pits to look for you. The man in plaid saw me. I stumbled upon this door in the hillside. Where the hell...
I'm so glad!
Well, let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, that door won't open again.
Is there another way out?
Not exactly.
What about that door?
That door goes in. All the other doors go in.
In?
It's actually quite lovely.
Where the hell are we?
It's the bunker, silly! Here, sit! I'll show you.
Thank you. Hello, friends. I'm Henry Loudermilk, president of Loudermilk Studios. As a longtime member of the motion picture industry, I know a thing or two about escapism. We're selling a lot of tickets these days, and that's because today's average American needs constant happy distraction from the looming cultural and military threat we faced from the communists. But make no mistake, we take these threats of our atomic age very seriously. In fact, thanks to a top-secret piece of breakthrough technology and interstellar communication, which you'll meet in a moment, we now know the exact calendar date of the impending Third World War. And folks, let me tell you, it is too close for comfort. Luckily, we at Loudermilk Studios have a solution. Thanks to an exclusive partnership with a crew of interstellar space beings from a planet of unknown origin, we've developed a plan for select human exodus before the dreadful occurrence of these cataclysmic events. Though our communication with this alien race is rudimentary, I think you will agree, from the footage you're about to see, that our efforts are not only a testament to the unlimited potential of American free enterprise, but also perhaps the single most significant achievement in the whole of human history. Here now, I'm pleased to show you an exciting demonstration of our communication device that we call Baby from footage of our first contact late last year.
Is anyone there? Please respond. Is anyone there? Please respond.
Getting anything?
Picks up all kinds of signals if it has to go through the translate box.
Is that?
My God. We read your signal.
Since that fine day, we've learned much about our new friends, who come from the promise of the future and know all too well the sad fate of our little planet. They were naturally quite surprised to hear from us, since no one from Earth has ever made interstellar contact before, and have agreed with total enthusiasm to take a group of elite Americans, handpicked by me, aboard a craft that will transport us to the peaceful utopia of their home planet, which resides far away in another solar system. Our space friends are currently engineering a habitat that will house us with just the right mixture of elements that we require for breathing and growing food, though in time, future generations will adapt and subsist as they do. Pioneers in a strange land, just as our forefathers before us. This is an exciting time indeed. And with your cooperation, a new chapter in the life of mankind. Welcome to the future, friends. We hope you will join us. Res ipsa loquitur.
I don't know what to say.
I know. I didn't either. At least yesterday I didn't. I thought they were a bunch of eccentric, rich nuts. But this was before I saw Baby in action. I spoke to them, Arch. Or at least, I was here when they spoke to us. I'd never experienced anything like it before. It was like something holy.
And you were asked to join this?
And so are you. That's what the meeting at the studio was really about. I'm sorry I had to disappear like that, but they felt it was the best way to get you out here.
No offense, but why were you chosen to join? You're not rich or famous or elite.
I'm not offended. That's exactly what I said. And Mr. Loudermilk was very truthful with me. They know that we know about Wally. And they want to buy our alliance with tickets to the Exodus. See, they've been having a lot of trouble lately keeping this thing from the government. And if the government finds out, they'll take Baby away and use it for their own purposes, which will be a huge disaster and get us all blown sky high.
And when does this exodus occur?
Well, we're putting all the box office profits from Objection Overruled into supply costs, so we're trying to hold out as long as possible. But if things get too hairy, we'll have to go right away. They have a light bomb that will signal the space crew when they're ready to go. That's what they were testing out on New Year's Eve!
Anne, what makes you so sure this is real?
Do you know who invented Baby? Einstein's cousin.
You believe everything they tell you?
I just feel it. deep in my bones. It's a sort of primal certainty. I'm sorry, Arch. I know that's not very convincing. But if you stay with me here just for a day or two, you can form your own opinion and decide what you want to do for yourself. How does that sound?
I'll be honest with you. It sounds insane.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 8, Res Ipsa, was written by James Urbaniak and Bree Williams and featured Josh Fadem, Kent Osborne, Ron Lynch, James Urbaniak, Mike Rock, Kenny Gatewood, Kelsey Abbott, Azure Parsons, Andy Richter, and Mark McConville. Music by Jonathan Dinerstein. Produced by Mark McConville and James Urbaniak. A Howl original in production with Midroll Media. This is Eric Martin speaking. Next, on A Night Called Tomorrow.
This might seem a little scary at first, but it's actually a very beautiful thing.
What the fuck is this?
Is that real?
Yes.
Welcome to the future, Arch.
You are a child of the universe.
As we make our trek through this starry unknown and continue our quest for a more peaceful existence.
I don't think I'm really an outer space type.
You shouldn't say things like that.
Why?
The walls have ears.